I told you once when you was a boy, and I'm gonna tell you again. Beers and smokes, boy. That's all you need to know. Don't ask me about that fucking bullshit.
Yo, what up?
What up, what up?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Nothing much, man. What's up with you?
What's up with you?
Chilling, dog, chilling.
Is that Pat?
Yeah.
Sadly.
So wait, are you guys doing like one phone down on the table kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Can you hear us both all right?
Yeah, I think so. Do I sound clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. All right, both talk again. Connor, talk to me.
Yo.
Yo. Pat.
Yo.
Yo. All right, Pat's just a little further, but it's.
I can like get a little bit here. Hold up. Is this better?
Yeah.
Is this more audible?
Yes, much better.
Can you hear me still?
Yes, it's good. I'm here with Connor and Pat from, I don't know why I laughed. I'm here with Connor and Pat, doing it again. I'm here with Connor and Pat from Cemented in Fear. What up, boys? Ow.
What up?
What up?
What's going on?
Chilling. You guys have any new music coming out soon?
Yes. We're actually in the process of being absolute idiots and trying to get together. Yeah. And finished out these last two songs so we can go record our EP.
Dope. How many songs is that going to be?
It should be about five if we can articulate things together.
Okay. And who's putting that out? What record label?
It's under 1054.
Okay.
We've been working with them for about a year now.
Is that a local Pittsburgh label?
No, they're based out of Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty interesting. How'd you link up with them?
They hit us up. They hit a lot of Pittsburgh bands up. I know they were trying to talk with Deed about stuff. Okay. So they hit our line about last year and saw we were touring and doing some cool shit. So they hit my line and we were talking to some other labels. But we ended up going with them because they're super personable guys over there. Peter's a fucking awesome dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why we went with them.
Awesome. So when are you looking to do that?
For what?
The EP?
We're trying to drop it beginning of July.
All right, awesome.
Don't quote that, though.
Yeah, don't quote
don't
that.
Don't quote
no,
that.
No, no. It's a guesstimate.
We got, like, the first single done in the studio, like, our most recent song. And what we, like, want to do is we want to, like, re-record that song whenever we go back in.
Okay.
Just, like, there's been, like, member changes and shit like that just in, like, the past, like, what, fucking, like, 5 months?
Pat's our third drummer in 2 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I was, like, technically on bass for, like, a fucking month, too.
One show?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then just a bunch of bullshit happened, and now, like, me and fucking Jake B, our guitarist, gotta, like, figure out all these songs and shit, and... And we're just going to, like, hop in the studio and, like, record them all.
Me and Jake had a whole EP written with other people. And we had to teach Pat new songs. Had to teach our bassist, Nard, new songs. God bless his soul. He's pretty stupid. So it's been a ride.
Yeah, dude smells like shit.
I realized today that Jake B, like, follows me and, you know, likes my shit. And I felt bad that we didn't have him on with you guys. But,
Yeah, no, fuck Jake B. I hope he's going to listen to this. So
yeah,
fuck
you should block him. Hey, Adam, how do you feel about cinnamon gum?
Cinnamon gum?
Yeah.
It's all right.
That's fucked up, man. All right, back to what we were talking about.
Why?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Why?
Dude, cinnamon gum is fucking shit. Cinnamon's like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good. You put a little bit of cinnamon on some toast, but cinnamon gum, you're fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, you got some shit going on with you. Shit doesn't make your breath smell good.
Wait, like, who even makes cinnamon gum? Do people make that? It's not like I bought cinnamon gum.
Fucking the dumbass. I don't know the gum brands. I don't know gum brands.
Huh.
I just, like, I know I've seen it. And I know my girlfriend likes it. It was fucking great.
Why are we talking about cinnamon gum?
I don't know, man. It popped up in my head. I had to get it off my chest.
Yeah, maybe we should have got Jake B instead of you doing this.
Jake B.
Yeah, straight up.
He has to come. Invite him over. How far?
Jake B lives like an hour from us. He ain't coming here.
Right. Jake B in reality is Ohio HC. He is not.
He's
even
gonna
Pittsburgh
be so mad.
HC.
He's from Ohio.
Nah, he's like on the border of PA and Ohio.
So yeah,
like Pittsburgh to me, I don't really know anything about it except that it's like. Crazy far. It's like the furthest I could think of. How many hours is it from
New York?
Like, what?
They're in New York City, right?
Yeah, like Long Island.
It ain't that far. It's like 6 hours.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you could hit like PA in like, what, 2 hours from here? And then it's like 4 more hours deep into PA?
Yeah, it's really not that bad of a drive, honestly. It's just like a straight shot.
Yeah. I mean, I go to Maine a lot, so I do 5-6 hours, like, not really a problem.
Speaking of Maine,
we're going to
be heading up that way in October.
Nice.
I didn't even know Maine had something going on.
Well, we're not going to Maine, but we're heading up to the Northeast, and we're going to hit Long Island, or I think...
You're not going to Maine?
Well, I don't know how much I can speak on it, but I can say we're going up Northeast, like Boston area, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Who's that with, like... 10 Slugs.
Yeah, we're heading up there with 10 Slugs, Life of Crime, and Tomb Centennial.
Nice. Thanks for breaking news on my show for once. That's the first time that ever happened.
Hey, don't tell no one.
No. What do you mean?
I'm just fucking with you, bro. The joke was we're on a podcast.
Listen, what's like the food of Pittsburgh? Like New York's pizza and bagels and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you guys sandwiches and cheesesteaks like Philly, or are you guys a whole different?
I'd say sandwiches. Pittsburgh's big on, like,
fries on sandwiches, though.
Fries on sandwiches, bro. Fries on everything, bro.
Yeah.
Sandwiches is my favorite thing in the world, too.
Yeah. If you come here and say you want a Pittsburgh salad, they'll throw fries on that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You guys ever have poutine?
No, that's like a Pat doesn't know what that is. I know. Yeah, it looked fire. That's a Canadian thing, though.
Yeah. I was in... It's actually a Montreal-specific.
Yeah.
But it's basically disco fries, but instead of it being mozzarella cheese, it's cheddar cheese curds, which kind of have this different consistency. So they don't just completely melt. They have, like, kind of a chew to them. And the gravies are more, like, you know, fancy and complicated. It's fucking amazing.
That's a Canadian fucks. I don't know shit about that.
Yeah. Anyway, So just sandwiches. What's your guys' favorite sandwich?
We got fire at pizza spots, but it don't compare to New York, so I'm not even going to go there.
But, like, still, like, Pittsburgh pizza, bro, like, that shit's on top, bro. I don't give a fuck. We got Fiori's, bro. We got
Minio's, Fiori's.
Ironborn.
But what's it like? Like, is it thin crust, like, thick crust, pan pizza?
It's a combo, man. Like, Fiori's is more sweet sauce and not as crispy, but there's places like, what the fuck's that place called?
Fiori's is perfectly crispy, though. Like,
nah.
Crust, have you ever had... crust, and under, it's a little soggy, but, like, it's perfectly crispy.
What the fuck's that one place called? On Broadway, where the fuck it's called? Oh, my God. I just had that pizza a few weeks ago. There's just one place, bro. It's, like, crispy New York-style pizza. See, they copied that shit. See, I can't even say it's pizza.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You guys don't even have your own style. You're just, like,
copying. Nah, see, Fiori's is our own style. Listen, though, man. Listen,
oh, man.
Too far.
Detroit has a style. As far as I know, there's Chicago, Detroit, New York. That's like the styles.
Because we're like underground. That's the thing. Like you come to Pittsburgh and like order a pizza, not expecting it to be crazy, and you order that shit, you eat it, bro. You're like, damn. Like,
yeah. I mean, honestly, like pizza's pretty fucking good. Like anywhere. There's a lot of good places that have pizza. I mean.
You fuck like, with ranch?
You know Connecticut's like a pretty serious pizza place? New Haven? Really? Yeah.
No, I heard about New Haven pizza, actually.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, like if you ever play like Toad's Place or something, you know, venue? I don't
Pat
know if it's
really
called Toad's.
Need to know if you fuck with ranch.
Yeah, I really need to know, bro.
Wait, what?
Do you like ranch on your pizza?
No.
So we can just like... we can just like wrap it up.
It's excessive. It's like, I mean, really?
Don't even get me fucking started. We can get on something else, bro.
Yo, bro, it's not like if you were like, oh, look, we're having a fuck, we have a bowl of ranch. I mean, it's not like I wouldn't do it. Okay. It's just like I'm not doing it on my own.
Listen,
so
man.
Someone's forcing you to dip your pizza in that ranch.
I'll do it.
That bowl of ranch is there.
Yeah. Then I'll do it.
Listen, Pittsburgh food is
fucking
theme, man.
Do you ever put Frank's Red Hot on it? Like hot sauce? Pizza?
I mean
my wife
Buffalo sauce. Food.
Well, like we got like buffalo chicken pizza, bro. Like that has some hot sauce on it, you know?
So real buffalo sauce is Frank's Red Hot and butter.
See, I used to work at this place called Frank's. I just quit there because I had to play a show and they wouldn't let me get
dedication.
Off.
Dedication.
I used to work there and like, dude, best buffalo chicken pizza in my whole
life. It is. It's unreal.
Like seriously, like I've never had a place that like has it like that fucking good. And like we didn't even use buffalo sauce. We used Frank's Red Hot, bro. And I ate that shit for years, like having no idea of that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Dog, straight up, my wife, anytime we eat pizza, babe, give me hot sauce. It's never really? There's it every single time. Doesn't
but is it Frank's or is it just random hot sauces?
No, it's Frank's. Like it's either off-brand Frank's or Frank's. Like it's that type of hot sauce.
Yeah, Frank's, man, fucking Frank's.
Spack Bros is another good one.
Spack Bros is the shit.
This what?
There's this pizza place called Spack Bros, and then
you guys are getting so deep on Pittsburgh spots.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you asked,
you
man.
It's good. It's great. Can I ask some? Do people tour in Pittsburgh? Do they stop there?
If they play down there, we always recommend people to go to Spack Bros or Fiori's or fucking. No, those are the two spots.
Because that's why this would be important. But what's your venue out there that like if bands were touring? Really?
Preserving Underground, man.
Yep, that's it.
Preserving Underground. But isn't that in Philly?
What the fuck?
Oh my
dog?
God.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yo, man. Okay, this is where
we gotta educate.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, we're about to educate your ass. Right?
All right, yeah, please do. Tell me, I don't know anything about Pittsburgh, honestly. Tell me about the Pittsburgh
scene. Underground.
Okay,
here we go. You ready?
Yes.
So you know who AJ is, right?
Nope.
Path to Misery, Too Pure to Die,
Face Wreck.
Yes.
All right, there we go. He's into Face Wreck. So AJ started a venue in this tiny little like municipal building. Like it was an old courthouse. It was really small because AJ has an ass amount of vinyls, CDs, merch collection and started in this little tiny room. And before Pittsburgh scene really started popping off and before hardcore got big, big shows would come through there, like Queensway, Sanction, Enemy Mine would play there. And this room was like a 75 cap room. Like it was wild. And now we have this giant venue that was an old church, and he's turned it into this, I don't even know how to describe it. Like,
bro, it's like three venues in one, and then there's like also like a fucking merch room, like a record shop. Like
it is seriously unbelievable. Like it you is, come through, right. You have to. It's the place to stop. Like when I have friends come in from out of town, they're like, "Dude, you have to take me to Preserving. You have to take me to Preserving." And crazy enough, me and my friends always talk about dream shows we wanted, and lo and fucking behold, Dying Fetus played there like 2 weeks ago or last week, and it's just. It's become something bigger than anyone's ever imagined. It's been huge for our scene. So Preserving Underground is that fucking spot. Look it the fuck up.
Hell yeah.
Straight up, and like AJ like puts on like so fucking hard for like everybody too. Like
yeah. That dude works his ass off.
Like for real, like AJ is like the most like dedicated fucking like loyal guy I know, like for real. Like he's just like the most like straightforward motherfucker. Like you know, like he will be straight up with you no matter what. And yeah, man, like that's the fucking spot, dog.
Sick. Connor, did you play in any other bands? Are you in any other bands right now?
Yeah, I started out in a band called Lung Ripper with Jake B like in 2018.
Okay.
And then that folded. So I started Cement and Fear by myself.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not in any other bands besides that. I fuck around with music and do that, but I support my friends. Cement and Fear is my baby.
So Cement and Fear started in 2018, you said?
No, that was Lung Ripper. I started Cement and Fear back in 2021.
Okay.
I just did it by myself with the help of a friend.
Okay.
But then I added members later on after the first demo.
Nice. I mean, the first demo was awesome. You see, I made a playlist for myself, so I've just been going through the whole thing.
Yeah, like we only have like 9 songs out. So.
Right, yeah, yeah. But I've had it on repeat, so.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's so fire. Is that one song, Oblivion what is it?
Oblivion Through My Eyes, the new one?
Yeah. You said you're re-recording that?
Yeah, so that was just, a lot of bands go in, they record a single, but we want everything to sound the same. Right. When we make the whole EP, you know what I mean?
We also had a lot of fucking issues recording that. Like, me and Jake B, like, went in to record that song.
Yeah.
And we were, like, trying to, like, reamp guitars, and it just, like, wasn't fucking working out. Like, we were having issues and shit, so, like, we really stuck with, like...
Beatdown band IQ.
Yeah, yeah, shit just wasn't working, and we're just kind of, like, you know, fucking run it back whenever we got to record the whole thing again.
Yeah, I mean, so you would know honestly, it. It sounds great to me. I fucking
appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I mean Shane, he was our old bassist in Cement and Fear. That's my boy. He was in my wedding and everything. He's come a long way with recording. So
nice. and Pat, you're in No Good Deed and Mob Swarm.
Yeah, No Good Deed's like reformed though now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Power of Fear now. We like. Signed and reformed and everything.
Only Fear bands are allowed to be in Pittsburgh now.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. So there's no more No Good Deed. It's called Power of Fear.
Yeah. No more No Good Deed. We ain't playing those old songs anymore. That's like done.
Okay. It's
Power of Fear now.
Big news out of that camp and in like 2 weeks, maybe a week.
Yeah. Our first single comes out like next week for that on Wednesday, I'm pretty sure.
Sick.
Everyone will see it then.
Yeah. You'll hear everything then. Just give it like a week.
Is it is it the same lineup as No Good Deed or some changes?
Same lineup. We signed. That's it.
Okay. All right.
We're just gonna you'll hear all about it like a week, bro.
Awesome. And what's up with Mob Swarm? I saw you guys just played the other night, right?
Yeah, Mob Swarm is like that's like my fucking band, bro. Like I look at that shit as like, you know, like I fucking like I ride or die for that shit because, like, you know, whenever I was, like, real young, I was, like, 14 or 15, Barker kind of, like, pulled me in and, you
kissed
know.
Kissed him on the cheek.
And... Yeah, kissed me on the cheek.
Yeah.
We started Mob Swarm and, yeah, I mean, you know, that kind of had its fallouts at certain times, but we'll say that. But, you know, I'm trying to do a lot more with that now. I'm trying to get more shows for it. We just played last night. Interesting show.
I mean,
just an interesting show. I'll say that.
It was a Monday
night.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, like, that tour just came through us. We just had Break the Cycle. And,
dude, fucking Break the Cycle is the shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I love them.
Bro, shout out Nick. Those are the fucking guys, bro, for real. Bro, they were, like, so much harder than I expected them to be. I fucking danced.
They had a great set at Shakers. Awesome. Yeah.
Great guys. I've known Nick bought me a pair of fucking me and Nick, it was like it was at the old preserving. He bought me a pair of pants from this one band. What was it? Penitentiary.
Penitentiary?
Yeah, Penitentiary. He bought me a pair of like Penitentiary pants when I was like 15.
Yeah.
That on Nick.
That's what's up.
Hold on 1 second.
You're good.
So Bob Swarm, are you guys playing any more shows? Anytime soon? Are you recording at all?
I'm trying to like get some shit lined up right now.
Yeah.
We might have something coming up in the summer. You know, with this new band, you know, that's about to like come out and shit. Like, that's gonna be like really the main focus for a while.
Okay.
You know, because like it's gonna be like we're dropping a single, we're waiting a bit, dropping another single, waiting a bit, one more single, and then that record, and then we're just gonna fucking, you know, grind that shit out.
Damn.
Men in Fear and Power of Fear kind of doing a lot of things all at once, and we literally share members.
Okay.
So it's I mean, we're both grinding, we're both doing cool shit, so it's really cool to see. So I'm excited to see what both bands do. Like, everyone's homies in the bands, like we all hang out. So it's cool, man. It's a cool little group we got going on, but we're all doing shit at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, and theoretically you could tour together, and it's like a lot easier because it's less.
It's been in my mind, but me and Barker are both kind of grown ass adults.
Yeah, I hear you.
A job, so
shit's stupid.
It's so Tell me about it. So, in terms of Beatdown in Pittsburgh, what's that?
A big history there.
Yeah, I don't know any Pittsburgh Beatdown history. I am interested in knowing who are like the godfathers of.
This is where we need
hold on. Let me ask, dude. He'd be losing his fucking shit. Do you know, like, Enemy Mine is?
Yes.
Like, Vow Hatred?
Yes. Built Upon Frustration?
Built Upon?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, you know, Lil. Okay. I thought you were, like, completely, like, unaware.
No. I'm not completely unaware. I've listened to all that. I've listened to Enemy Mine a lot. I just, I guess I didn't realize they were from Pittsburgh. Sorry.
See, like, I started coming around, like, I'm, like, about to be 19 now. And I started coming around whenever I was, like, 12 or 13.
Okay.
And my first, like, couple of shows were at this place called The Shop, which is in Bloomsfield.
Okay.
And this other place called Smiling Moose, which is out in Southside. I don't think The Shop's open anymore, and Smiling Moose fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw, like, my first couple shows out there and shit. But I... Connor would know more history than me because he's older and shit. But, like, fuck, man. Like, Pittsburgh's, like, definitely changed a whole lot in, like, the past, like, 3 or 4 years.
Hardcore in general.
Like, hardcore in general especially has just, like, you know, like, I kind of saw it, like, kind of happen.
Yeah.
And, like...
Seeing, like, this a few years ago, like, all the shows that happened in our little DIY venue out of Preserving, like... It gets packed in there.
Bro,
3 or 4 years ago, that wouldn't have happened.
It's not, it's not a bad thing by any means, but, like, bro, there's, like, new people at every fucking show.
Yeah, there's people you've
never seen in your entire life.
Wow. New faces every single show I'll see someone I've never seen.
And, like, just, like, 4 or 5 years ago, it was just everybody you'd see at the same shows. Like,
but there's still that core of people now, but, like, every show, there's still at least one new face.
That's amazing. I mean, post-COVID fucking hardcore is crazy. Like, I didn't realize that. That's so cool to hear because, like, you know, I'm always, obviously it's happening in Long Island, obviously it's happening in Philly and whatever, but like that's amazing that it's kind of happening, I think, everywhere.
Yeah, when you got bands like Knock Loose playing Coachella, I mean,
right,
everyone starts to deep dive. It has its pros and cons.
Interesting. Like, what is, like, besides Beatdown, I just know about the Beatdown bands that are currently, you know, your guys' bands, basically. from Pittsburgh. But what is like the other hardcore? What are the other hardcore bands in Pittsburgh like? Are they more on the straightforward hardcore scene or like emo-ish?
It's kind of all over the place, honestly.
Some of it's pretty bad. Some of it's not that bad.
Right. Not gonna lie. But everyone's trying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, there's like going to be like a bunch of shit going on. I mean, I feel like if you're like speaking in terms of like really like beat down, you know.
Beatdown's like, kind of dead. I wouldn't even consider us beat down. You have a lot of like death metal influences, like old school hardcore influences, like One Second Thought, Irate. Like those are the bands we look up to. The early 2000s, like real shit. Bulldoze, Denied, also Sucker, shout out to homies.
Yeah, I feel like Pittsburgh is definitely more on like the metallic side of hardcore and shit like that. And,
okay.
Like, you know, like I see like a bunch of videos of Long Island, you know, like bands and shit like that. And it's like a lot of beatdown shit. I fucking like that shit's awesome. And like Long Island's like dope as fuck. But like I've just seen like Pittsburgh like kind of just like almost stray away from that like route a little bit. And okay. You know, kind of like branch out a little more. And which is like sick, you know, it's awesome. But
when it comes to us though, like even like the new Power of Fear and new Cemented of Fear. Even Mobs Form, like the old death metal hardcore, like that's where our roots really come from. And even, right. I mean, Enemy Mind is the perfect example of like death metal and hardcore mixed so well.
Yeah. So, you guys, anyway, you're not into the beatdown moniker per se.
Nah, I mean, like to an extent, I'd say it's not that like we dislike it or anything like that. I just wouldn't categorize it as that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, you guys have, like, really fucking cool guitar work going on in your songs.
Shout out, JB.
Yeah, dude's a little stupid, but he gets it done.
We're actually, speaking of new music, I know we talked about it, but we're actually doing a split with a band from Ireland called Lost to Life.
Okay.
And speaking of guitar work, we're all, not me, I'm a dumbass, can't play guitar.
Okay.
I have my input, though, but we're letting Pat write, we're letting Nard write, like, we're all gonna, like, work on guitar and you know, try and write something different than what we're used to writing.
Yeah. So, yeah, did I, did Cemented play Barncore?
Yeah.
Okay. And No Good Deed did play, too, right?
Yeah,
they played.
That was okay.
Such a fucking night.
That was Pat's highlight of his life. I think he'll get married, have a kid 20 years from now, and Barncore 2022 will be the best time of his life.
I'm going to get married in that barn.
Any recordings I didn't ask about?
That new single. Stream that new single.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have new music out in the summer no matter what, and then we're going to have new music out in fall. It may not be the months that we say, but it's actually coming.
I'm starting the episode with that new single.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're going to be doing vinyls through Penalty Box Records. We're going to be doing tapes through our boys at Philly Hit USA. CDs 1054, man. Like, we're running it up.
Shout out Sean.
Shout out Sean, Taylor, our boys.
Shout out Taylor.
Of the goats.
I don't know Sean, but shout out Sean.
Fuck you, Sean.
Oh, no.
Love you, Sean.
So besides Jake B, who else is in Cemented? What's the other guy's name?
Nard.
Nard?
Yeah.
Yeah, massive cinnamon gum lover.
Yeah, bro. I gotta love cinnamon gum.
And he's the bassist?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shout out Nard, dude.
Hardcore Smite.
Look him up on Instagram, Hardcore Smite. He's talking to my ex right now.
Sorry we didn't have you on the podcast, guys. Maybe next time.
No, not Nard. Maybe Jake B.
Jake B is getting his own episode.
Yeah, dude, that'd be amazing.
Really? I feel like I should. I feel bad about it. He can do a follow-up episode about this.
I love it.
You'll want to wrap it up after minute six.
He'll mouth your ear off about riffs and lyrics.
You'll be deep into the Irate lore by like minute, like 4 minutes, 22 seconds.
I'd love to hear Irate lore. I actually saw Irate a bunch of times back in the day.
Yeah, you should talk to Jake B. He'll fucking freak out. I'm jealous too. That's like, it's a big thing for a lot of young kids.
Yeah. Like Irate and Sworn Enemy on Long Island, fucking crazy.
Where'd you see him at? Shakers?
No. there's a spot that, I mean, the last title it had was Revolution, but I think it was also called Molly Bloom 2. Have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of Revolution, not Molly Bloom.
Yeah, so it had like a bunch of names, but that's where there was a ton of tons of shows there. That's six sweet. Shows.
Yeah, irate videos are fucking like gold mines, man. It looked like a lot of fun.
I wish I could like actually see them, bro. Every one of them is like fucking like pixels.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish it was better quality.
The VCR quality.
Yeah, bro. I like stumble across like one video where you can like kind of hear the riffs.
Pat was like, I wasn't even alive when this happened.
I don't even think I was like a sperm developed in my dad's sack yet. Like, I don't even think I was swimming around yet.
Yo, shout out Pat for being 18 and doing all this shit.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, like, I love that every scene kind of has, I don't want to say a Pat, but
no, trust me, there's only one.
No scene has a Pat. I mean, honestly, swear to God, no, Pat, you're very unique individual. You definitely, but I'm saying, you know, young kids repping for their hood. No, but Pat's kind of famous with his look. He's got the hat and the hair and the glasses.
Yeah, he looks like he came to my wedding without a hat, and he looked like, what's that fucking famous person's name? Oh, no, he just looked like a lesbian out of the 90s. There's a picture that looked exactly like him, man. I'm going to have to find you a picture.
I was daunting all motherfuckers that night.
No, he wasn't. He was wasted, didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
Nah, man, but yeah. So, you know, thanks for talking to me, boys.
Fuck yeah, man. I appreciate the kind words, bro. Appreciate you having us on and shit.
I got a question before we leave.
Is it about cinnamon?
No. Are you an Islanders fan?
Oh, man. This is like a loaded question. You're not going to like any of it. I'm not a big sports guy in general.
Okay.
But yes, as I live on the island, I kind of like the Islanders. But all right, I'm not
perfect
like...
time to hang up. Let's go fast.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Later, see man.
Later.